Hello.
Oh, hi, Tremaine. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Both of us.
What was that? I think we have a bad
connection. I need to call my mother.
Okay, you wanna call her and I'll hold on for you?
Yes, ma'am. Hold on.
Yeah, no problem.
Go use it real quick.
Why do you love it?
Hello.
Hi, Tremaine. I'm still here.
Yes, ma'am. My mother on the phone.
Hi. Hi. Is this Tia?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Tia. My name's Tina, and I'm at Local Splash. And
okay.
I got some information forwarded to me that you were wanting to maybe get some information about putting your business on this. Are you the owner of Triple T's Inflatables, or is that a second business that you'd like to add, Tremaine?
We actually both are owners.
Yeah, that's for both of us.
Oh, that's cool. I was going to say, what a nice side business. I bet this is a great time of year for inflatables, right?
Hopefully it will be.
Yeah, no, that's very, very smart, you know, when it starts getting warm and people are doing a lot of parties outside, you know.
Right.
So what I would recommend, you already have a Google listing for it, which is great, and you have your website up and running, is you could go two different routes. You could go with the Platinum Package. And that would include Facebook ads, and it's $299 monthly. And then, or you could go with the same package that Tremaine has, which is all the bells and whistles on Google, but without the Facebook ads, and that's just $199 monthly. Okay.
Facebook ads, because Facebook ads did not work for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah, so you don't need those then. So it would be $199, and there's typically a $99 setup fee, but since this is another location, I could get that setup fee waived for you guys. Okay.
It's actually the same location. It's actually the same address. Just.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Nothing's changed besides the name of the business and the phone number.
Okay. So... I'm surprised that Google allowed it to verify and publish, because typically if there's two businesses under the same address, it shows up as a red flag, and sometimes they'll kind of bring both listings down. So I'm actually shocked that both of the listings are under the same address. Is that the one on Pine Street, 209 North Pine Street?
Yes, ma'am.
It is.
We actually done a live video feed of the verification, so yes, ma'am.
Good. Okay, perfect. Yeah, so all you would have to do is go in there and add Local Splash as a manager. You know, chances are you wouldn't have to go through any of that video verification again. And then what we would do is optimize it to show on the first page of the search results for the category in your area. So when people are looking for inflatables or bounce houses or different variations of the products that you offer, now, you know, Triple T's Inflatables will come up front and center every single time, right?
But we are
and then
first page of some things, but not, you know, we want actually to be higher up and then stay high up.
Yes, that's the programming that we do. We do the first page placement. But because we're a premier partner to Google, we'll definitely get you the best of the best results in not only, you know, inflatables, but in all of the different keywords, right? And we'll make sure that you're mobily optimized, meaning that you'll come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And on top of that, we would, you know,
what other voice things?
So you know how like the cell phones have the voice activation in them, and then there's also
yeah, so it's just devices. Alexa, is all of them.
It's just Alexa. So if they
okay,
said, yeah. you know, Alexa, you know, I need a bounce house or a bounce house near me or
yeah.
water slide rental or table and chair rental, then Alexa would be programmed in to recommend Triple T's inflatables. Okay.
Right.
And then you'll also have a detailed tracking system, which will show you which new clients you receive from Google. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. And then you'll also see if they use their GPS directions to locate you, which zip codes they came from.
And how,
so,
and how do you see that? Because I can't even see that with the pressure washer.
Oh, okay. Let me go back to your main, how do you say that? Main demand? It's like a play on man's demand, but main demand. That's cool. I like
yeah.
it. Yeah. So in the tracking on the dashboard, Tremaine, if you click on where it says Google Profile Actions, it says 894 Google Profile Actions. It shows you that you've already been found on the first page of Google since you've been working with us 2,357 times. And then it shows you off to the right the keywords that you're coming up under. So pressure washing Lafayette, Bernard's pressure washing Lafayette, commercial pressure washing, commercial roof cleaning, environmental cleaning. So it shows you there's 35 different keywords that you're coming up for. It shows you under that section which ones you're showing under. Okay? And, yeah. And then because the program is, you know, month to month, obviously you have the opportunity to try it and kind of track the jobs that you're receiving and kind of pay as you go. This something that you're wanting to, you know, possibly set up today or were you gathering information
like,
to?
Like, since we have a website and everything, would y'all be able to critique some things on the website and stuff like that as well? Being that, you know, we know y'all not an inflatable company that, you know, I don't know how y'all would do a follow website if we had something, you know.
Yeah, that's a good question, Tremaine. So for businesses that already have websites, we don't touch the websites in any way, shape, or form. However, we keep them attached to the listings and then optimize the listings to show on the first page. From what I can see on your website, just, you know, my basic critique, and, you know, I'm not a technician, but what I think about it is you've done very good with promoting the products that you offer. Your service area is front and center on there. I would recommend maybe also, rather than just having the call button, maybe also putting your phone number up there. Because we're in an instant gratification type of a world. You know, sometimes if people see a site and, you know, if they're on a smartphone and they can click to call you, that's great. They're going to do it, right? But if they're on a regular computer where they have to click around or go to a couple of different sections to find a phone number, sometimes they'll just click off the site and go call the next guy, you know? So I think that's the only thing.
I would definitely get on them for that one then too today.
I would, but other than that, they did good.
I was just assuming, well, I forgot, I didn't think about it. Like, if you're not on the computer, you just can't click. I mean, on your cell phone and the computer, you just click the phone and it actually automatically dials you. But it don't give you the number.
Yeah, on the cell phone, it's an advantage. Yeah, but on here, I clicked on call and then it says open picture and app, and I have to hit either yes or cancel. And then, some people will say, well, why do I have to open up an app to call them? And they'll just cancel it, you know, and go to the next guy. So, leave the call button there because there will be some people that will click on it from their smartphone, but also put the hard number on
there.
That's
the number.
People.
Okay.
Yes,
Thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. So, what do you guys think? Do you want to give it a shot right now or do you want to take some time and mull it over a little bit?
We're trying to figure out some stuff because, like, don't know, like, I had a lot of problems, and that's why my stuff is kind of so cheap now, you know, because but y'all run multiple stuff besides just, you know, my regular SEO.
So Google Guaranteed is not available in all industries and all categories. So it's not available for So that I would have obviously recommended it to you if it was available, because Google Guaranteed is a phenomenal program, you know, and I'm sure that you're enjoying it with, you know, your pressure washing business.
You
hadn't really been getting anything from it. That was the whole point. But
wow, I'm shocked. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because most people tell me they love the Google Guaranteed. So I'm very shocked.
I would love it, but I'm not getting the calls. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who has to fix something, but that's what I'm saying. I've been having a lot of little problems, but I've been sticking with y'all. I've been paying y'all, you know, as I can.
Well, what I'm seeing on your dashboard, and I don't understand this, because usually Google Guaranteed, they'll charge you for leads every month, but you haven't paid for any Google Guaranteed leads since November 9th of 2023. Well, that's what I'm wondering, if it's on pause or something. I wonder if the leads are on pause.
Whenever he was paying for them, in other words, what he was saying, whenever he was paying for them, he still wasn't getting any leads.
Yeah, no, even then I wasn't getting none, but still, right now, I never been getting any. I do show up sometime in the first spot. I do show up, you know. Back around.
So you'll check and you'll see that you're... I see, okay.
I've been talking with and everything, so I don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks like they're running now. I don't know if they were on pause for a little bit, but it looks like they're running now because it says the lead came in on April 4th.
It never been on pause, but the Google ads or whatever. So that we have to pay the $300 for Google ads or?
Yes, if you wanted to bundle this program with Google Ads, it's our minimum budget to run the ads would be $300. So I could put it together with the local search engine optimization, and it would be $499 month to month. If you wanted to do that, I could probably do like a friends and family rate on it and save you $50 a month and do it for $449. And that way you'd have the $300 in Google Ads. You would also have the local search engine optimization, the mobile platform, you know, some of the popular directories in the area. And so that way you're kind of getting the best of both worlds. So you can absolutely run Google Ads for the inflatables.
How much ads it would be?
So that would include $300 worth of Google Ads. So how the Google Ads work, it's a little bit different than how the Google Guaranteed works, is we would send that money directly to Google to run the ads for you. They would then set a daily cap at somewhere around $9 a day. And that's a good thing. That will prevent you
from
getting...
Is that pay-per-click ad or how?
Yes, exactly. It's pay-per-click. So each morning your ads will go up in all the designated areas. That's free. You don't pay anything for it, right? But let's say that you have a $9 a day budget and the pay-per-click rate is $1. After 9 people click on you, you rotate off and somebody else rotates on. And like I said, that's a good thing. It'll prevent you from getting a $1,000 bill at the end of the month because we put a cap on it. So that's how the Google paid ads work. And if you bundle it with the local search engine optimization, the benefit is when your ad rotates off of the paid ads every day, then you're still showing in a spotlight position on the first page of the maps. And that section is unlimited. So you'll be there 24 hours.
What do you consider the first page? How many listeners will be up on the first page?
There's only 20 companies at a given time that can be on the first page, and keywords, right? Oh. So that's what we would
Well, to be honest,
even
with the pressure washer, I'm not on the first page as the first 20, you know?
I know for the inflatables, we didn't Google it. a couple of times, and I've been even been at number four and 14 is where we was at. 14 and 12 is where we seeing ourselves at whenever I look every day.
But, I see. So is that because you're doing some search engine optimization on it, or is the company that built your website?
Yes, we put in our keywords.
Yeah, we've done it. That type of thing, but not like on Google. My Google, my business. Yes, I put in all the bounce house rentals, whatever. I've done a Yelp page. I've done super pages. I've done. I put myself on a lot of platforms myself. So it's like I'm trying to figure out if I'm paying you to do the same thing that I already paid for, or already been done on my own. That's where the other thing is. So I don't know how you optimize, but that's a whole other story.
The thing is that in order to get on the first page, it does typically take hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, trusted citations, backlinks, indexing.
Okay.
So there's a lot of programming that's involved.
Okay.
Once you're ranking on the first page, then Google changes the algorithms daily. It happens five
uh-huh.
to six to seven times in one day. And I know
mm-hmm.
you've experienced that already because you said sometimes we're at 12 and sometimes we're at 14, right? So what happens is every day when those revisions come through, when you have our services, you have a team of technicians here that goes in and updates your data and refreshes it. And that's how we ensure that you won't fall off the first page. Right? But if that active programming isn't being done, then chances are, you're not going to have the same type of placement that you have originally because, you have to stay in line with the algorithm mm-hmm. updates that take place. Matter of fact, I searched bounce house rentals. We're not even a month in yet.
But yeah.
What keyword did you, because I searched bounce house rentals for Lafayette and I didn't see you on the first page. And then I went for bounce house rentals for 70501. Most people don't just put the zip code in, but I wanted to see if Google's recognizing
mm-hmm.
that you're a bounce house company under that zip. And I didn't see you coming up under that either. So I wonder
mm-hmm.
if I put in, let me try.
Water slide rentals, table rentals. We can do all the above. Yeah. Let me see.
I put inflatable water slide rental. No, I didn't see you under that one either. Let me just do water slide rental.
You see, on my end, we coming up on 9. And they don't have that much bounce houses in Lafayette, but at the same time, we coming up 9.
And you're doing Lafayette, Louisiana, correct?
Yes. Yeah, Lafayette, Louisiana, that I even did specifically the zip code. So on Google, there's two different kinds of searches. There's what's called an explicit search, and then there's what's called an implied search. So an explicit
mm-hmm.
search, because I'm in California, I have to type in what I'm looking for and the city and the state I'm looking for it in. And then Google gives me
mm-hmm.
the list that are the highly recommended businesses. And then
mm-hmm.
for you guys, it's implied. You're in Lafayette, so all you have to do is type in what you're looking for, right?
Actually, I'm not, but yeah.
Oh, you're not?
No, I'm not. I'm actually in Shreveport, Louisiana. So that's
why I'm
looking to see. So I'm in a different location. So that's why I kind of Google myself and see where we be at times by putting in certain things.
Did you put in, since you're in Shreveport, that you were looking for Lafayette, or did you just put in bounce house rental near me?
No, I put in bounce house rentals in Lafayette, Louisiana. Why would I put it near me and I'm going to come up with everything here in Shreveport?
Right.
Triple P wouldn't come up here because we're not located here.
And it wouldn't come up, too, because you're using the Lafayette address. Yeah. So, yeah.
Correct.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I can send you screenshots of this because for I ain't saying what you're saying is wrong,
and maybe the percentages might not come up as much as others, or I don't know. Because like today, I actually screenshotted and we was at number 4 at one point, but because I actually screenshotted and sent it to Tremaine. I said, okay,
what about
well,
the address completely there and the address not completely there?
Well, I'm sorry. I was listening to your mom, what she said. What did you ask about the address, Tremaine?
What about the address being specifically shown, like the address not being all the way shown? Do that make a difference?
So the address, if it's not shown, you'll have the location in the Lafayette area, but not an exact pin mark on the map. So you'll have more of just the little red dot on the map.
See, that's what I told the man yesterday, because with Google, when we done the live feed, he said, well, since it's actually at an actual, not an actual business, like in like a warehouse or nothing like that, he told us to remove the address so it wouldn't be showing his actual personal address in a general sense. So this was coming from Google, so I was like, okay, because I had the address on it, because it's on everything else anyway already, because it's on the website.
Right, but that's the difference when you look at the map. If you look at the companies that are in the maps, you'll see some have the actual location mark and some have the red dot. So you're still going to show up on the map. It's just that you won't have the actual location. You'll just have the red dot on the map, right? But it won't affect your location.
No, that's not. I think what he was trying to figure out, okay, by listing the actual address, whenever somebody calls Alexa and say, bounce house is near me, and you on the next street over, 9 times out of 10, would we come up first compared to Katie on a fun jumps, which is clean across town, who's always up first.
Oh, got it. Okay. All depends. That all depends on the keyword coverage, the population density. It depends on the other companies in the area and what type of SEO services they've done. I've had people before where, you know, they type in plumber in my area, for example, and there's plumbers showing up 10 miles away, 15 miles away, and yet there's companies that are verified on Google that are right in the backyard, and they're not showing up because they have a weaker internet presence, right? So it all depends on, you know, the type of programming that's being done on the listings. But what we find with our clients is you start where you're logistically located, but you absolutely can spider web out into those surrounding areas. So it's based on the relevancy, meaning the more people that find you from the outskirting areas, the better results that you'll start to see on Google and the more places you'll be found.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because if I type in
about being found and stuff like that, do y'all have something to where y'all could kind of see where, like the other pressure washing people, I mean not pressure washing, fun jump people, inflatable people, like an algorithm for that?
Oh, well, yeah, of course. That's what our technicians do. I'm not a technician. All I do is sign up new clients, right? But when you're a client, then the technicians, they go in and they look at the algorithm updates every day. They look at what's trending for inflatables, which keywords are getting the most revenue based on the area and the services that you offer. So they do that all for you on a day-to-day basis behind the scenes. And that's why most people hire us, because sometimes people come on board and they're on the first page, but they don't have hundreds of hours to invest in, you know, making sure that they're getting the most, you know, coverage for the keywords that they're looking for and the services that they offer, right? So they know that, hey, if I hire someone to do it, I have a team of experts that are all certified by Google that will go in on a day-to-day basis and help me with that, you know?
All right, so the breakdown of the money, $300 would be going to
$300 would go to the Google paid ads, and then $149, I would reduce that local package to $149 for you, which I'm only allowed to do if you bundle it with another service, right? So I could do it for $449, and you would get the $300 worth of Google paid ads plus the local map optimization. Or you could start with either or. You could say, hey, I'd rather just start with $300 in Google Ads right now, or I just want to start with the $199 package and just do the local maps on Google. So you can
do
either.
We don't want the optimization. We don't want the optimization.
Okay, so you don't, so you just want to do straight out Google paid ads then, right?
Yeah, well, no, we're just trying, we're trying to figure it out. But we want to be able to get, we want the real SEO. We don't want, you know, no, I don't know how to explain it. Because
so,
we be having to do everything ourselves, trying to do everything ourselves, and it's kind of, you know, we don't know everything.
It's time consuming. Yeah, that's why, you know, if you bundle it with the Google ads and you get the local package for just $149 and you calculate that out, it comes to only $4 and some change per day to increase your business. And most people tell me that they're saving so much money in their time spent. Because, you know, let's say that you even spend an hour a day doing this, then, you know, I'm sure you make, when you're out in the field, more than $4 an hour, right? So that's why people call us that, wow.
It depends on if things are going out, so that makes a difference. Things got to go out in order for you to get that $4 a day.
Yeah, I know what you mean. If you have a bunch, a whole warehouse of inflatables that aren't
going
out.
Right, but we don't. That's we don't have a whole warehouse, period. So it's like, we're basing it off of having five at this point. So there's a big difference in $500 and you have five units.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why we're month to month. I don't know, Tremaine, if you've ever, you know, had to do this for the pressure washing business, but
I
you
never,
probably
I
would
never
have.
Froze it before. I never froze
yeah, that's
it
what
before.
I was going to tell you. You can turn this on and off just like a faucet. So let's say you come to winter months where, you know, things die down and, you know, there's not a hot commodity, you know, during a certain season for inflatables. You call us up and say, hey, we want to do a seasonal hold. And then we'll stop the billing. And then when you're ready to ramp it up again, we just go back to the month-to-month billing. That way you're not paying for it during months that you're not using it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but we could drop in ranking as well, right?
Yes, absolutely. You could drop in ranking
wait,
as well
wait,
because
wait,
the service.
Hold on. You're saying if we don't want to just do the optimization part, we could stop with that and still do the Google A, right?
Yes. Yes, but then that wouldn't have any work being done to help you with the map placement. It would just be the Google pay-per-click ads at the top.
But reviews help as well a lot, so I know that for sure.
Yep, you're right. You guys are like really good as far as, you know, knowing your marketing and knowing, you know, different things that,
no,
you know,
that
reviews
comes from
aren't
me having
the
a research conference.
Well, Mama,
wow.
I asked about that credit thing.
What credit? Oh. Yeah, because actually right now, my Google business, I have a $500 credit if you spend $500. So
okay.
How does that affect what I already got existing, or does it affect anything on y'all end?
So that's if you do the Google ads on your own, if you do them straight through
okay.
Google. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we don't do any type of, like, you know, coupons or matching or anything like that. So that might be a good way for you to test it, though. You know what I mean? If you want to test the Google paid ads and just see how they work. The only problem that people tell me when they try to run the ads their own is that it's very, very difficult to know, like, which keywords, you know, are getting the most profit, what's trending in your area. And then if you try to call Google and get assistance, they don't give any assistance in it. They just want you to kind of figure it out for yourself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the main benefit why people hire us to do ads is that we can get you more bang for your buck. You know, I'm sure the $300 that you spend with us would probably stretch farther than $500 that you do on your own with Google. Because let's say, for example, Bounce House Near Me is $30 a click. But, you know, Bounce House Lafayette is $1 a click, right? And then let's say that Bounce House Lafayette is getting, you know, triple the results. Then in that scenario, absolutely, you know, you're going to want to go with the one that's giving you, you know, more clicks for the dollars that are being spent. Because if you get in one of those keywords where it's $30 a click and you spend, you know, $300, after 10 people click on you, you're done for the whole month until you know the next month it renews again, you know? So that's why, you know, there's a benefit with working with us, because as a premier partner to Google, we have a support staff on site at Google And that's the benefit for you is that, you know, when you mm-hmm. work with a premier partner, you have that extra support staff available for your business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you said it was $99 down and out of the technically $200 a month for just the SEO. And if you wanted to do SEO with the $300 at Google Ads, you're looking at $449 a month.
Exactly. And then I would get that $99 setup fee waived for you.
Could we think on it?
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. No, I want you guys to be 100% comfortable before you do anything. So think on it, Tremaine, and, you know, maybe you guys can discuss it privately. And if you have any questions, you get text messages on this number, right, the one ending in 7900?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'll send you my direct line. My name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. Okay. That way when you call in, if you plug in that 777, it'll ring directly to my desk. Okay.
I could just send that in a text message as well, the 777, because I never know, because I be trying to talk to Miss Lett all the time, and I don't have her direct thing.
Yeah, Shalette's a sweetheart. She's been here a long time, too. But, yeah, I just sent that to you in a text. So, you know, any questions that come up between you and your mother, just feel free to give me a call, okay?
All right, no problem.
Okay. All right, thank you, ma'am.
All right. You're welcome. I enjoyed talking to you and have a really nice weekend coming up too.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye.